The Wuhan Marine Machinery Plant, located in Hubei's provincial capital, is already China's largest ship equipment producer for both military and civil use. Despite a downturn in ocean shipping in the past few years, Wuhan Marine has still been able to generate overseas orders this year. Wuhan Marine Technology Director Sun Kai says one of their main businesses is producing barges, which provide logistics services for oil drilling platforms.
The auxiliary barges help load and unload raw oil, maintain oil drilling platforms equipment, and accommodate the staff. Each one is worth around $60 million. What makes us competitive is that we produce not only the ship's body, but also the core devices, including piles that fix barges underwater, wheels and racks, tower cranes and anchors. These are all world-class technology which used to be monopolized by Rolls-Royce.
Before each barge is sent out, the ships go through a digital fault detection system that is able to find malfunctioning components. Feng Ming is on the front line of post-production reviews. Finding faults before they happen is key to keeping ocean-bound vessels from running into major problems. The digital technology used by Wuhan Marine also fits into exactly what the Chinese government is hoping to accomplish with its Made in China 2025 program. Suo Xichuan is an equipment industry researcher with the China Center for Information Industry Development.
The company is a forerunner in linking up information that is necessary for high-tech marine engineering. Its digital design process runs through the entire research and development process, which is critical to cutting back on overlap and delays.
Made in China 2025 was an initiative launched last year. Chinese officials equip it to Germany's Industry 4.0 and the U.S. Industry Internet strategies, and say it's a critical component of the Chinese government's efforts to turn the country into a more advanced manufacturing center. For CRI, this is Hong Shan.